You know, Miss Hathaway,
I would like to sing, too.
You, Chief?
Yes. And I want you to join me.
Me, Chief?
Yes. I'm going to sing a song of love.
Love? Oh, you mean platonic love, not real love.
This is real love. Just get over to that piano.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, I'm in love, yes, I'm in love with money.
Oh, Chief, the greatest thing on earth is love.
Of money.
Oh, come.
How serene, that lovely green of legal tenderness.
Nothing acts like, court attracts like.
It buys happiness.
Oh, well.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I have a question I've so long wanted to ask.
Yes, Chief.
Is the money really greener in the other fellow's bank?
Certainly not. I've made a thorough investigation of the matter. It only seems greener.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. In fact, our bank has so much cash in it.
One look at it, I'm passionate. That's money.
You mean Clampett money. What if the Clampetts ever drew it out?
Miss Hathaway!
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my head. I swear I'd cry a little.
A little? I know I'd die, not a little.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
We thank our lucky stars, we bank our lucky stars on money. I treasure each account with loving care.
Oh, he does.
I guess that deep inside us,
there's a touch of all King Midas.
Hail to the king!
Thank you.
Not at all.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
Kid, ain't you lucky to have friends who take such interest in your money?
By doggy, Granny, you're right.
See, already I'm feeling a bit nostalgic for 2010. What a year. What a great year. Another year of underemployment and trying to scratch just to make ends meet. And I don't want any of you out there to fall into the trap of just scratching and just clawing away at your fellow friends or co-workers just to get ahead. Because that's really what the workplace has turned into. It's turned into this just free-for-all where everybody just is like running around stabbing each other in the back and just trying to get ahead because we're all hurting so much and there's no rights in the workplace anymore, so there's really no right or wrong about things. You know, you have to pee into a bottle to get a job nowadays. What does that mean? Whatever happened to the days when you could just say, hey, this guy's a good guy, why don't you hire him? You know, back when the guys came out of World War II, they had this camaraderie because they'd all been fighting for their lives against this totally evil enemy. So they all like stuck up for each other. They said, hey, my friend Bill over here needs a job. Let's get him a job. You don't see anything like that anymore. It's everybody's out for number one. And I just wish things had changed. I wish there was a workers' bill of rights or something, you know, because we don't need to be degraded like this. It's bad enough we don't have any jobs, that they've all gone off to like China and Japan and everywhere else in Indonesia. You know, we've got to learn to just treat each other just a little bit better at the workplace. You know, so when you go back to work tomorrow, okay, let's start it off real nice. You know, let's try to make a New Year's resolution, so to speak. Let's not be backstabbing. Let's try to treat the person you're working next to as a human being, because they're going through the same thing you're going through. They're having the same problems you're going through. And it's just sad that we, as a society, have to kind of fight with each other like this. Because, you know, this is somebody at the top raking it all in. This is going to be a year for the Reverend Mark Time to hibernate, to kind of just step back a little bit and try to gather all my little things together and put them together and just try to accumulate a little bit more so I can get ready for that rainy day. How about you?
Bo, Bo the bear was preparing for the winter.
Preparing for the winter when he would hibernate.
Bo, Bo the bear was preparing for the winter. Preparing for the winter he ate
and ate
and ate. Bo, Bo looked to find a nook for sleeping. Found a nook where he curled up in a heap. While he slept, his body needed feeding. His extra fat was used up while he was asleep. Winter sleep, that we call hibernation, helps to keep many animals alive. Bobo eats for his self-preservation. All through the winter, it helps him to survive. Emerging from the winter, while he was busy sleeping, he'd lost a lot of weight.
Bo, Bo the bear was emerging from the winter. Since he was very hungry,
he ate and ate and ate. He ate and 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 ate.
Box, Knox, Knox in box, Fox in socks, Knox on Fox in socks in box, socks on Knox and Knox in box, Fox in socks on box on Knox. Chicks with bricks come, chicks with blocks come, chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come.
Look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir, let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First I'll make a quick trick brick stack, then I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack, you can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox, socks on chicks and chicks on fox, fox on clocks on bricks and blocks, bricks and blocks on knots on box. Now we come to picks and tocks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on fox tick, clocks on knocks tock. Sick, sick, bricks tick, sick, sick, chicks tock.
Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and tocks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks, two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Who sews Sue's socks? Who sees who sew whose new socks, sir? You see Suso Sue's new socks, sir.
That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir.
Who comes? Crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews Crow's clothes? Suso's Crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow sews whose clothes? Sue's clothes. Suso socks a fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews Knox in box now. Suso's rose on Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes. Rose grows. Nose hose goes some. Crow's rose grows some.
Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir.
Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame, sir. We'll find something new to do now. Here is lots of new blue goo now, new goo, blue goo, gooey, gooey, blue goo, new goo, gluey, gluey, gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose, chew, sir, do, sir.
Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it. I won't chew it.
Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben broom. Ben brings Bim broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom. Bim's bends. Ben's bends. Ben's bent broom breaks. Bim's bent broom breaks. Ben's band, Bim's band. Big bands, pig bands. Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms. Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms.
Pig band, boom band, big band, broom band. My poor mouth can't say that. No, sir. My poor mouth is much too slow, sir.
Well, then bring your mouth this way. I'll find it something it can say. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks and lakes. Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck licks takes and lakes duck likes.
I can't blab such blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber. rubber.
Mr. Knox, now come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, please. Through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, Freezy Breeze blew. Freezy Breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy Trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze.
Stop it, stop it. That's enough, sir. I can't say such silly stuff, sir.
Very well then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle Beetles? Well, when Tweedle Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle Beetle puddle paddle battle. And when beetles battle beetles in a puddle paddle battle, and the beetle battle puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle Beetle bottle puddle paddle battle model. And they'll type these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottles on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles. They call this a muddle puddle Tweedle Poodle Beetle Noodle bottle paddle battle.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Sox Fox.
Hey, don't put me in that battle.
But I did. And when a fox is in a bottle with the Tweedle Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle eating poodle, this is what they call a Tweedle Beetle Noodle Poodle bottle paddle muddle duddle fuddle wuddle fox in socks, sir. Fox in socks, our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir.
Oh, baby,
I can't wait for that Elton John concert. That's going to be great, except Elton's been kind of sick lately. You can kind of tell from that recording there that Elton, you know, let's face it, all of us are getting kind of old, and he doesn't quite have it like he used to. But even though he forgets the words and stuff, I really like Elton John. I'm going to shell out like $50 to $100 and go see him. How about you? Oh, wait, that's right. It's sold out. I can't go see him. Oh, well, maybe what I'll do is I'll stand outside that night and listen, and it'll sound something like that recording. Before that, you heard Dr. Seuss, Fox and Sox. I don't know if I have any audience left after that one. And Bobo the Bear, songs about animals and electricity and stuff. Reverend Mark Time, all blues Sunday morning hangover. Yes, we're playing the blues right now. And we love the blues here at KWVA Eugene. It's the music of the new millennium, or I should say, the music of the new decade is the blues. That's right. Because as we further get along into this decade, we're all going to have the blues. Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, wait a minute. Christmas is over. Hey, aren't you glad Christmas is over, too? I was just about getting really sick of it when it ended. So I hope you all had a good Merry Christmas. All you students that are coming back gradually, I hope your mommies and daddies bought you new cars and stuff and new, like, iPods and computers and e-books and all that other stuff. Because, really, you're going to need all that junk when the world ends in 2012. All right. Reverend Mark Time, all blues show.
Before I'm through,
there'll be joy and there'll be pleasure.
Keep me hanging on. You really don't need me.
Wow. You know, that was a long track, and I didn't even realize. I cut, like, the last 10 seconds off it. But I think you might have appreciated, though, don't you think? The Vanilla Fudge, one of the greatest blues bands in the world. You Keep Me Hanging On, that great blues tune from the Supremes. Before that, a guy named Jim O'Rourke. Jim O'Rourke of Sonic Youth, Wilco, and his own right. Doing a Burt Bacharach track called Something Big. I keep telling my friend Craig Lev from Snap, Crackle, and Pop about that song, but he has yet to hear it. We started out with Gordon Thomas, You Are My Brown Baby. That seemed like a million years ago after that Vanilla Fudge track. Reverend Mark Time, All Blues, All the Time show here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Yes, we've changed formats. I hope you don't mind that I'm playing more blues today, or actually all blues, until the end of time. And what's happened is there's a blues track I'm looking for, and I'm driving myself crazy because I pulled it out this morning. I was ready to play it, and I can't find it, and it's making me nutsoid. You ever, like, do that? Like, you got CDs all over the place and you can't find it? You, Gary Malika, I know you've done that. Anyways, what do we have to talk about except the Sunday Morning Hangover TV show every Friday night at 11 o'clock, or the great freeform sounds of KWVA Eugene makes it all possible. KWVA, of course, voted number one radio station this past year, 2010, by the readers of the Eugene Weekly, yes. And that's no small feat, considering you got big, gigantic corporate radio out there against us, the little guys. So you're tuned in to the right station, and that's KWVA Eugene. Hope you're having a good year. Yeah, I got a sad story coming up. It's a real sad one. I hope you don't mind. All you animal lovers out there, especially my wife, Barbara. This one's for you, Barb, because I know how much you like the little furry animals. They're so cute. Cute little animals. Little kitty cats and doggies. Yeah, little puppy dog tails.
Is that we see trotting down the street? None other than innocent little doggy. Ain't he cute? Wagging his tail in every direction. Up, down, in and out, round and round. He's the cutest little creature. Hush, hush! Little doggy walking down the street, eaten by the fleas, eaten by the ticks, during that eaten by man. Innocent little doggy. Uh-oh. Some reckless drunk driver. He's run over him. Meanwhile, he didn't have a home in the first place. He's done a good job of hustling behind garbage cans. Kept himself fat. Fat and unhealthy. Plenty fat and plenty unhealthy. Now he's got run over. Nobody to care for him. What happens? You find him in a ditch in the same condition as before. Eaten by the fleas. Eaten by the roaches, flies, and ticks. Still darn near eaten by man. And it's a little doggy. By being unable to move, it comes a hard rain. The ditch floods where he took refuge or refuge. Now he's half covered with mud. Only the third portion of his body is out. From his two front paws on back, he's covered with mud. Still eaten by fleas, ticks, roaches, and flies. Not so fat. Plenty unhealthy. Suddenly somebody walks by and hear a sound like this. What do we do? In our mad passion, we call a dog catcher. Take him out and shoot him. And it's a little doggy. And it's a little doggy. Now we take man to be our friend. We find him on skid rows, eaten by the louse. Some eaten by fleas. No set number as to how many diseases. He's so hungry you can count his ribs from the outside. What do? Take him in off skid row. You give him a place to sleep, a place he can bathe, clothes to wear. Let him rest for a good week. Then we land him on a good job with good pay. And the thanks you get for that. First time you bite this turn, he steals your wife. And what do? You don't call a humane society, take him out and shoot him. You give him a medal. Innocent little doggy. Remember, innocent little doggy. When you go to the dinner table, remember innocent little doggy. When you're planting your victory garden, remember innocent little doggy. When you go buying your groceries, remember innocent little doggy. And when you're cooking, remember innocent little doggy. When you go through your showers, remember innocent little doggy. When you go to the bathroom, remember innocent little doggy. When you go to the First National Bank, remember me. Well, bow wow.
Hi, all you sweet darlings out there. This is your Wolfman, Wolfman Jack, you know. I got a little bedtime story for you. It's about a young dude named Sweet William. Well, the other day, Sweet William was fronting a mellow denim vine, a 10-gallon sky, and walking on some high-heel kicks like he was born riding a Brahma bull. He sure ain't no cowboy. I said, Sweet William, my main man, I ain't seen you in a light year. You've been spacing, baby. He said back to me, Jack, I'm beautiful. My game's uptight, all right, but there's some weird haps going down. I notice your strange strut, I said. Jack, the other night me and my maid squeeze had a fight, you know, alley and fall. So I sprint and made it on the scene, wherein I scoped over this mellow chick, you understand? She was a stone fox, and I shot her my very best game. I said, Miss Lady, can I tell you you're beautiful? You're a superstar, mama. Oh, the vibes was heavy, Jack. Right on, man, she purred. Let it all hang loose. She rang my chimes, Brother Jack. She sure enough rang them. Now my main squeeze me, we done made up. But me and my Jones been feeling weird the last couple of days. Well, you know, I gave old Will a and said, what was the name of that chick, Will? He said, she told me they call her Venus. Wow, I said, Billy, do what you must, but Venus is one chick you cannot trust. You gotta look out for Lady V. She's older than time and smarter than me. Or you, Brother Will. What you mean, man? Sweet William asked. So I told him the last name of his Lady V. First I gave him a hint. It begins with D. D and D, Sweet William cried. Right on, brother, I replied. You need to get a shot for what you got. But she was a lady, old Bill went right on. So I told him too. Pretty or ugly or just plain Jane. On a lady or a chick who ain't, VD can hide. On us it scratches and itches, and it can really hurt. But a chick don't even know when VD's doing its dirt. I went on to tell William, that's what you gotta tell your own main squeeze. And any other lady you try to please. I mean, there's free shots for what you got. And poor Brother Will says, man, I can't tell nobody that. He says, man, I don't even want to tell no doctor that. And I said, Billy, baby, them cats is cool. They keep everything under their hats, man. And they have free shots that gonna cure what you got. Well, you know, old Wolfman Jack can be mighty persuasive sometimes. What am I gonna do, Sweet William sighed. I said, them free shots is where it's at. Well, I took him down to the health center down the street and met the hippest old doc you could ever hope to meet. Gave Will a free shot for what he got and straightened him out about telling his chick and all the other ladies he's been with. I tell you, you gotta tell them, Will, or they won't know, cause it'll do a job, but it does it slow. And let me tell you, Will, it's a hard, hard way to go. And they got free shots for what the ladies got too. Well, Sweet William did his thing, and he spread the word. And old Doc was pretty busy last I heard. Now I want all you hipsters and all you fine slick chicks to remember this story when you're out for kicks. And remember, as long as your Wolfman's on the scene, he gonna tell it to you straight and keep it clean. And you better believe there's gonna be no clap for the Wolfman, Jack. No clap for the Wolfman.
Yes, it is a big country we live in. It's so big, there's room for everybody. There's room for good people, and there's room for, oh, just a bunch of really mean people. I'm sorry. This one's for my friend Armin Hammer. I just wanted to show him where Yes stole that riff for No Opportunity Necessary, No Experience Needed off of the second Yes album. They got that from my good buddy, Mantovani. Now, you guys might think I'm crazy. I'm always talking about Mantovani, but Mantovani was a pioneer of stereo recordings in the 50s and of big sound. Mantovani probably got more guys hooked up than any other artist, including Wolfman Jack, who we heard warning you of the, well, let's just say it's time for your free shots, kids. And I want that goes out to all you students coming back and just, you know, I mean, when you're young, you think you're going to live forever, but you never know what's going to happen, right? Started out with Bongo Joe, innocent little doggy dedicated to all the animal welfare people out there. Poor innocent little doggy. Reverend Mark Time, all Sunday, all blues, all the time show. Yes, we do play the blues often and often here on KWVA. And because you can't really hear them anywhere else. That's the beauty of KWVA and Freeform Radio. I hope you're enjoying the Sunday Morning Hangover Side 3. Side 4 coming up soon, of course, with lots of Chicago blues.
Sortera dem i nummerordning.
Säg hallå. Ja, de här hörlurarna, de trycker så hemskt, kan man byta? Jag vet.
Ja, vi söker med tagning 12 här. Ta ja. Bandet går. Ja.
Var beredd nu, var beredd. Nej, första.
Ja. Wild thing, glöm inte det.
Nej. I think
Wyoming, wild. By thing, ska vara ungefär som ni hade tappat en framtand. Thing.
Jag kan få ut det sen.
Ja, det går bra så ändå. Håll för näsan alla på så han får med en nasalt ljud.
Ja.
Wild.
Wild thing.
Ja, lite bättre, det kommer loss. Ja, lite för hårt. Släpp näsan lite grann, Allan.
You make everything groovy.
Ja, mera feeling.
Five thing.
Byt plan.
Ja, stopp ett tag. Vi bryter det. Här går det steg. Ni har blandat ihop texten.
Jag har inte blandat ihop texten. Jag hade
ja, jag begär två.
De det här. Låg i portföljen. Ja. Det var det att jag hade smörgåsarna.
Det här är faktiskt en
liten... Jag dem.
Det är hit smörgåsarna.
Ja, men ni får dem sen. Blad två. Hej.
Det är nämligen så att det här är faktiskt en investering. Jag hoppas att ni kunde texten det minsta man begär på gammalfonisering.
Snälla herr tekniker, jag har känningar inom den här branschen. Jag har, min kusin sitter
ja,
faktiskt på...
Ja, vi tar tagning 13.
På ett stort gammalfonbolag i växeln.
Ja, men vi
kan.
Mack.
Vad
blir
här nu?
Glöm inte wild thing. Sätt in protest på den. Det var bättre med.
Thing. Jag ger mig själv. Fine sing.
Ja, det lossnar.
You make my heart sing.
Ja, det är bra.
You make everything grooving. Fine sing.
Ja, nu börjar det komma, tror jag.
Ja, va?
By thing, I think I love you.
Alla, du kan uppmuntra honom dunkel med ryggen bara.
But I want for sure.
Wild to me, Wyoming, glöm inte det.
Kom in and hold me tight.
Det är text två nu.
I love you, yes. Four.
Vi ska dämpa belysningen och få mera feeling för den.
Ja, det
jag ser inte vad det står, det har varit så mörkt.
Ja, det fjärde raden.
Wild sing.
Ja, du kan släppa näsan nu, han kan själv.
I think you move me. Come on in and...
Fan, står det här?
Hold me tight. You move me, yes. Oh, wild sing. Hold me tight, wild sing. Kan jag knäppa så här?
Wild
sing.
Och
My thing, I think.
Here, Fred, I will
you won't leave. But I want to know for sure.
Tänk på framtid, ge er själv.
Come on in and hold me tight.
Ja, men öppna.
You move me, yes.
Kom in på slutet här, det är fint ljud ska vi ha.
Va, slut?
Oh. Sista versen nu.
Come back to Hudiksvall, sing.
Ja, men det är en engelsk text. Why?
Why? Copenhagen.
Ja! Okej, det är klart där. Vi ger dem direkt.
Ja,
tack för idag.
Ja, men the big finish.
Ja,
okej då.
Okej, it is time for a public service announcement now. Here it is, do good things. Do not do bad things. Be careful of the children. The children are the future. Do not hurt animals. Do not do bad things at all. I cannot stress that enough. Bad things are bad. Good things are good. Okay. Why do you even think of doing bad things? Do only good things. That is all. Except for one more thing. Don't be bad. Be good only. And after that, do a good deed so you can be even better. Do not eat meat and take care of the children.
Renounce! Say, I renounce! Say, I renounce!
I renounce!
Hallo, hier ist der 36... Hallo, und hier ist er nun endlich, der ungefähr 36 Stimmenmann.
Liebes Afrika, wir als erste Welt haben in der Vergangenheit viel Scheiße gebaut. Das wissen wir, da gibt's nichts dran zu beschönigen. Und deswegen als Wiedergutmachung haben wir dir einen Song aufgenommen.
There comes a time when we need a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, it's time to lend a hand to life.
The greatest gift of all.
We could go on pretending day by day that someone, somewhere will soon make a change.
Just you and me. When you're down and out,
Afrika. Wir als erste Welt haben in der Vergangenheit viel Scheiße gebaut. Das wissen wir, da gibt's nichts dran zu beschönigen. Und deswegen als Wiedergutmachung haben wir dir einen Song aufgenommen.
I can be so warm and tender. Just call me. Don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me, and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody always thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe because that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me, and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, because if you let me, I will always stay by you. You've got to trust me. That's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Just call me. Don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me. And I'll be around. Just call me. Don't be afraid. Just call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me. I'll be around.
KWVA, home of the blues. Sunday Morning Hangover, side four of the Sunday Morning Hangover All Blues Show coming up straight away.
what you do, everybody smiles at you.
KWVA Eugene.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know you can save money on gardening and garbage bills, too? Compost can make it happen. Instead of paying to toss kitchen scraps and yard waste in the trash, you can compost them into a great garden soil. Learn more about composting at OSU Extension Service or online at eugenerecycles.org. And for a low-cost earth machine composter, visit the Bring Recycling Planet Improvement Center in Glenwood. Live more sustainably. Start composting today.
This message is brought to you by Lane County Waste Management in association with Eugene Area Radio Stations. Ears.